This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Supreme Court says Kochi Province Chief Minister Uddhav Thapa's confidence vote unconstitutional. Court issues interim order to Thapa-led government not to make any policy-level decision bearing long-term impact. House of Representatives parliamentary committees to elect presidents on the 28th of August. President Ramchandra Powdal stresses collaboration between government and private sector to revitalize country's economy. And Ukraine's President Zelensky says Kiev had nothing to do with Wagner leader Prigozhin's death. Now the news in detail. The Supreme Court has issued an order against Kochi Province Chief Minister Uddhav Thapa stating that the procedure Chief Minister Thapa secured the vote of confidence was against the Constitution. A single bench of Justice Ashwar Prasad Khatiwada issued the order yesterday. The interim order stated that counting the vote of even the chair of the Province Assembly and declaring Thapa's win in the floor test was against the Constitutional morality and precedence. The order has also asked the government under Thapa's leadership to not make any policy-level decision bearing long-term impact till the final hearing. For the full hearing on the case, the Supreme Court has given prior rights of hearing to it on September 1st. Parliamentary Party leader of CPNUML in Kochi Province, Hikmat Kumar Kargi, had filed a writ petition at the Supreme Court on Wednesday, arguing that Thapa had secured a trust vote in an illegal manner. The thematic committees formed under the House of Representatives will elect presidents on the 28th of August. House Speaker Devraj Khimire shared information that the election for the presidents of the parliamentary committees will be held at 3 p.m. on the 28th of August. House of Representatives Secretary Pradham Prasad Pandey has been assigned to conduct the election. Similarly, as per the House of Representatives regulation, the question and answer session with the Prime Minister in the Parliament will be held on the 29th of August. President Ramchandra Powdal has said the economic development of the country is possible only if the participation of the private sector in the economy is encouraged. During a meeting with office bearers of the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry yesterday, President Powdal said cooperation between the government and the private sector was necessary to revitalize the country's economic situation. Issuing a statement yesterday, the Federation mentioned that the President stressed the need for mutual coexistence and close partnership between the government and the private sector. Two lawmakers of the upper house of the Parliament of Japan paid a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Powdal at the office of the President in Sheetal Nivas yesterday. A press note issued by the office of the President stated that Japanese Member of Parliament Kobayashi Kazuhiro and Nagai Manbu held a meeting with the President. The two are also the members of the Nepal-Japan Parliamentary Friendship Group. On the occasion, President Powdal said that Nepal and Japan have very close and cordial relations. The President also expressed gratitude for the consistent cooperation provided by the government of Japan for the promotion and strengthening of democracy in Nepal. Seven people were killed in a bus accident in Bara district. The bus met with an accident near the Churiamai temple of Jitpur Simara sub-metropolis 22 in Bara at 2 a.m. yesterday. District Police Bara spokesperson Dathiram Neopane said of the dead, three died on the spot, while four succumbed to injuries in course of the treatment. The bus en route to Janapur from Kathmandu veered off the road and fell some 15 meters. Three Nepali and 14 Indian citizens have been injured in the accident. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has said self-regulation and awareness would be made on the basis for the arrangements of the management of social sites. At an interaction in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Sharma shared that the ministry has been formulating laws in order to manage the use of social sites. The communication minister mentioned that social site users and media operating social sites would self-regulate and create cyber awareness for the same. However, the minister clarified that laws would be formulated for the regulation of social sites without curtailing freedom of expression. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Ranjita Srestha has said that the government has been working in a systematic manner to resolve land-related problems. Addressing a program in Kailali yesterday, Minister Srestha said the government was carrying out works to address the problems of the citizens. 21 Peace Corps volunteers have been sworn in by the U.S. Ambassador to Nepal, Dean R. Thompson, and Peace Corps Nepal County Director Troy Coforth, starting their two-year service in Nepal. These volunteers mark the first group to arrive after the global COVID-19 evacuation, joining nearly 4,000 predecessors who have served in Nepal since 1962. The ceremony on Thursday also coincided with the 61st anniversary of the signing of the agreement between Nepal and the United States to establish the Peace Corps program in Nepal on August 24, 1962. Ambassador Thompson, recognizing the transformative potential of the Peace Corps, expressed excitement about the volunteers returning to Nepal. After 11 weeks of intensive training in Kaveri district, the volunteers have been assigned to 5 districts across Gandaki and Bagmati provinces. They will contribute to English teaching in government schools as well as work on food security and health projects in collaboration with the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, the Ministry of Health and Population and the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development. The Peace Corps, founded in 1961 by former U.S. President late John F. Kennedy, engages volunteers, community members and partners globally in projects prioritizing education, health, environment, agriculture, economic and youth development. With a history of over 240,000 Americans serving in 143 countries, their mission revolves around world peace and friendship. You are listening to Radio Nepal AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Russian President Vladimir Putin has broken his silence over Yevgeny Prigozhin's reported death some 24 hours after the Wagner chief's private jet crashed. Russia's president said the head of the mercenary group was a talented person who made serious mistakes in life. According to BBC, he, however, stopped short of explicitly confirming Prigozhin's death. From the moment the plane came down, there has been fringe speculation about what caused the deadly crash and whether Prigozhin was indeed on board, as stated on the passenger list. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, meanwhile, says Kiev had nothing to do with a plane crash in which Wagner leader Yevgeny Prigozhin is presumed to have died. According to BBC, Zelensky claimed everyone was aware of who was involved. Authorities say all 10 people on the plane were killed when it crashed near Moscow and that passengers, including Prigozhin and his right-hand man, Dmitry Yudkin. A catastrophic dive of emperor penguins has been observed in the Antarctic, with up to 10,000 young birds estimated to have been killed. According to BBC, the sea ice underneath the penguins melted and broke apart before they could develop the waterproof feathers needed to swim in the ocean. The birds most likely drowned or froze to death. It was recorded by satellites, according to BBC. Dr. Peter Fredwell from the British Antarctic Survey, BAS, said the wipeout was a harbinger of things to come. More than 90% of emperor penguin colonies are predicted to be all but extinct by the end of the century as the continent's seasonal sea ice withers in an ever-warming world. Now the June weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light rain or thunder is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of Koshi province, Bagmati province, Kandaki province and Lumbini province and at one or two places of the Madhesh province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Supreme Court says Koshi Province Chief Minister Uddhav Thapa's confidence vote was unconstitutional. Court issues interim order to Thapa-led government not to make any policy-level decision bearing long-term impact. House of Representatives parliamentary committees to elect presidents on the 28th of August. President Ramchandra Podil stresses collaboration between government and private sector to revitalize country's economy. And Ukraine's President Zelensky says Kiev had nothing to do with Wagner leader Prigozhin's death. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.